Hello, you. I haven't seen you in ages. Come on in. Take a seat. You've caught me just in time to listen to Edit Radio podcast number 741. You know the drill, though. You know how it works. Every week, we give you the very best in music, both new and used, for however long, I guess, it takes. Probably this week, about 45 minutes. But, you know, it's totally free. Welcome, and let's get started, and hold on to your hats. Oh, not because this is going to be some kind of roller coaster ride, but just because there is a hat thief in the area.
Edit Radio.
The jokes are free too. You have to pay me to stop. This is MJ Lenderman.
We'll be right back. Rosemary. Heaven restores you in life. You're coming with me through the aging, the fearing, the strife. It's the smiling on the package, it's the faces in the sand, it's the thought that moves you upward, embracing me with two hands. Right, we'll take you places, yeah, maybe to the beach, when your friends they do come crying, tell them now your pleasure's set upon slow release.
Radio Podcast 741, what a start. Hello, by the way, my name is Ben. Didn't get that out of the way at the start, but hi. To start off the podcast this week, MJ Lenderman, take from his new album, which is just out, called Manning Fireworks. The song was called She's Leaving You. He's doing some shows over here in November in the UK, and they are all sold out. Not a single ticket left. That's pretty impressive. MJ Lenderman. After that, you just heard a song which is about to celebrate being 20 years old, the album is, at least. Getting the 20th anniversary out the way early this week. The song is Evil, the band are Interpol, and at the end of September 2004, they released their album called Antics. Evil remains my favourite Interpol song, I think. I always imagine a robot singing that song. It's a bit beep, beep, bop, boop, bop, boop. Beep, 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 beep. To come on the podcast this week. Something new for the likes of Beach Bunny and Bug Club. Something old for the likes of Ted Leo and The Pharmacists. And something old becoming new again as Postal Service give up one of their songs for a remix. First, this is Honey Glaze. We'll be right back.
a question. Don't change the subject and act like it was never mentioned. Don't raise your voice and interrupt me when I'm speaking. I'm a person too, you know, I've got things to say, I've got fucking feelings. Don't call me up, if you're only gonna talk about yourself. Don't take advantage, you know how easily I'm overwhelmed. Don't try and prove me wrong. Don't make me feel like I don't belong when I don't belong. I shouldn't even have to have this conversation. I've spent my whole life avoiding confrontation. Don't raise your voice and interrupt me when I'm speaking. I'm a person too, you know, I've got things to say, I've got fucking feelings. Don't call me up, if you're only going to talk about yourself. Don't take advantage, you know how easily I'm overwhelmed. Don't try and prove me wrong. Don't make me feel like I don't belong.
Honeyglaze are the band. The song is called Don't. Take from an album out in a couple of weeks called Real Deal. That song is dedicated especially to anyone who enjoys big lists of things that you're not allowed to do. Looking forward to the album Real Deal. It's time though for a bit of real talk though from me. There's something I've been meaning to address for the past few months. Just haven't got around to talk about it really on the podcast, but it is something that it's not weighing on my mind, but it's just that I just have to just kind of, I just can't ignore anymore how much like 007 I am. Like he is a human male who speaks English. That's me. He has hair, doesn't he? I've got some hair. He likes driving fast cars around. I watch Formula One. He likes martini. My dad's called Martin. So I think it's just about time that we all just dealt with it. It's out in the open now. Just deal with it.
Everybody thinks they look a bit like James Bond. Everybody thinks they look a bit like James Bond. Everybody thinks they look a bit like James Bond. James Bond ain't any kind of role model. I collect Hornbys and commemorative stamps, and there's something James Bond about that. Duty free
The Bug Club, a bit like James Bond. More on that in a moment. First of all, though, Ted Leo. Ted Leo and the Pharmacist from the album called The Brutalist Bricks. That was called Gimme the Wire. That's an old album. Came out, I think, in 2010. I played Bottled in Cork a few months ago, I think, and realised that I hadn't listened to the album in ages. And oh my God, I've fallen in love with it all over again. Ted Leo and the Pharmacists. Said that really quick. Ted Leo and the Pharmacists. The album The Brutalist Bricks. That was Gimme the Wire. Before that, The Bug Club, a bit like James Bond, taken from the album which is out right now called On the Intricate Inner Workings of the System. Do check it out. What I really like about the song is they're very clear that James Bond ain't any kind of role model. And, amen. Anyway, how are you? I forgot to ask really how you were. I hope you're doing well. Over here, I'm looking at the calendar which says there's still like 2 weeks of summer left, technically, here in England. But the outside that I'm looking at begs to differ. Really, it's my fault. I watered the garden last Wednesday really well. It was looking kind of thirsty, and it's just been raining since then. Really, Thursday, smashed it down all day long. Friday morning, massive lightning storm. Late Saturday night, early Sunday morning, huge, huge storm. Like, thunder so loud it shook the house. So maybe the British summer is coming to an end. But good news if you're a fan of massive thunderstorms, they seem to be in plentiful supply. Mom, if you're listening to this, I hope you're okay through those thunderstorms. Shout out to all the mums out there. Still to come on the podcast this week. Something new from Fontaines DC, something old from Peggy Scott Adams, something old made new again, a Sylvan Esso Tackle a remix. Up next, this is Beach Bunny.
Waiting at the airport, lost and found. Watching machines push suitcases round and round.
amazing. Naked Giants. That was Naked Giants. The song was called Apartment 3. It was so good. I got lost in it. Nearly forgot to start talking at the end of the song. They're from Seattle. I was hoping that was going to be on an album, and I was researching that just as the song was on. And sure enough, they do have an album coming out soon called Shine Away. It's out sometime in October. Look out for that. I love a good poppy, like hooky alt rock song. Good vibe. I'm totally blissed out now. Before that, Beach Bunny. The song was Vertigo. I don't think they've released... they've announced a new album. Yeah, I think Vertigo at the minute is like a standalone thing available from all your favorite retailers and streaming services. Beach Bunny, Vertigo, always got time for Beach Bunny. I was talking before about what I'd been up to, or at least that was my intention. I just ended up in a really British way, like asking how you were and then talking to you about the weather for like 3 minutes or something. That's such a British thing to do. I have been doing other things, you know. I've not just been sat at the window looking out at the raindrops. For example, over the bank holiday weekend, I went to Fright Fest, the horror film festival in the centre of London, which is always tremendous fun. It was really good. Had a great time. The film I came out of there recommending most of all is a film, like a thriller called Strange Darling, which I think is out in the UK in a couple of weeks. It's really good. The less you know about the film going in, the better, I think. As the nights are closing in, I'm preparing to spend more time in front of the TV, probably. I've got some films to catch up on. Top of my watch list at the minute is a film called Do Not Expect Too Much from the End of the World, which is... I mean, the only thing stopping me from watching it is it's like 2 hours and 50 minutes long. I tend to avoid really long films, but I think I might give this one a go because it just sounds like a surreal, absurdist Romanian comedy. I'm not sure I can pass it up. Because just from the description, I think... it's a madness, bitch.
It's a madness.
Bitch.
Thank you.
palms are sweaty, and I'm barely listening. What's the last dance? I'm staring at the asphalt, wondering what's buried underneath.
Like as a postal service fan, because we know we'll probably never get like another set of original material, anytime there's a tweak or like something new or interesting happens, I feel like I grab hold of it with both hands. That is the Postal Service District Sleeps Alone Tonight, remixed by Sylvain Esso. I'm a big fan, and Sylvain Esso's stock rises year upon year. They're really good. I've been listening to them a lot lately. Also, before that, a band who are bringing 90s club music to your 2024 ears. Their name is the Scourge of Radio DJs Everywhere. I think you can either have FC UKers, or I'm going to go with Fuckuckers because it's fun to say. Fuckuckers. The song is called Homie Don't Shake. taken from an EP which is out in the last few days, actually. It's hot off the press. The EP is called Baggy, with $2 next to it. Because why not? I just get the feeling this lot are just a bunch of scallywags and troublemakers. And I love it. Two songs to go. Fontaines DC are the band. They've got a new album out now called Romance. That album is the best, probably the best album that I've heard since I last recorded a podcast. Or at least it's the one I've spent the most time listening to that's brand new. The first few times I heard the album, the songs just kind of passed through me and I felt like I wasn't paying them any attention. But gradually they kind of got under my skin. It's just kind of like this album, my love for this album has snuck up on me. Fontaines DC. The song is called Here's the Thing, and here's the thing, here, the podcast is done. That's it. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you've had a great time. It's been lovely having you here. I now have to go and cook some dinner. I don't know what it's going to be yet, but you're welcome to stay and have some if you like. It's probably going to be something pasta. Hope your appetite's good. Tom Crook and friends are going to be here next week. If you feel like popping back then for the podcast, please do, and I'm going to leave you this week with Peggy Scott Adams. We're at the end of the podcast, right? So there's not enough time to go into the wonderful backstory of Peggy Scott Adams, and unfortunately she's no longer with us, but the subject matter of her songs was often of interest, of note. I would have loved to have met her. Taken from an album called Hot and Sassy, which came out I think around the turn of the century, so going back away now, but it's worth it. This is Mr. Right or Mr. Wrong. Take care of yourselves. I love you. Goodbye.
Hello.
Hello, may I speak to Jody?
This is Jody.
Jody, my name is Peggy, and I'm a lonely housewife, and I was wondering, can you help me?
What's the matter, baby? You getting insufficient love at home?
Exactly.
Your man ain't giving you what you need?
Nope.
Well, now, there's three other lonely ladies ahead of you, but I'll try to squeeze you in. Meanwhile, tell me about it.
When I'm in the mood, my old man is not. I toss and turn, yearn.
burn and burn. Can't sleep when I'm hot. Every time I try to turn him on, he turns his back and says, leave me alone. If Mr. Right won't get it, I bet you Mr. Wrong will be more than glad to hit it. If Mr. Right has no desire, I'm gonna let Mr. Wrong set this thing on fire. Yes, I ain't. I wanna be a do-right woman, but my patience is sure enough running out. You see, I've got a feeling that he's out there getting what he's making me stay at home and doing without. If Mr. Right, ooh, won't get it, I bet you Mr. Wrong will be more than glad to hit it. If Mr. Right has no desire, I'm gonna let Mr. Wrong, yes I am, set the thing on fire. About to explode. I need relief from this mother load. Yes, I do, yeah. When a woman's needs are being denied at home, she gotta go somewhere else and try to get it on. If Mr. Right, oh, won't get it, I bet you Mr. Wrong will be more than glad to get it. If Mr. Right, I'm gonna let Mr. Wrong, yes I am, yes I am, set it on fire. Oh well, what is a girl to do when she needs to be used, that you're being refused? Here's what I'm telling you. Oh, girlfriend of mine had to call on Jody, 'cause her old man never wanna get it on. Guess what? She found out what she got from Jody was better than anything she ever got at home. Now if Mr. Right, oh, won't get it, I tell you, Mr.